Hi, everybody. Last week, I came across this huge questionnaire post by Freebird TWA, and I am not going to answer every single question because it'll probably be over an hour long, and I don't see how anyone could stand listening to me ramble for at least an hour. I mean, if you made it through that, bravo to you. But I picked certain questions out of it that I'm going to answer, and then sometime in the future, I'll go and answer the rest. I just picked them by random. No one's just shouted out at me, so hopefully you like listen to me ramble about nothing. So, question one is, do you like to drive, and do you swear a lot when you drive? I like to drive if it's an open road, and there's like, it's not like in the city, it's kind of like out in the country, and it's warm enough where I can have the windows down and the radio cranked up. That's when I love to drive. I hate traffic. Traffic makes me nervous, it makes me scared, and I hate driving in heavy traffic. And that's when I swear a lot. I don't swear, of course, if there's no one around me, but if someone cuts me off or tries to hit me, or makes a stupid mistake, or is like sitting there at the red light, and all of a sudden when it turns green, that's when they decide to turn left, I get really pissed sometimes. And I've been known to give the bird a couple times too. Yeah, but mostly I'm okay. If I go out early enough where there's not a lot of traffic, I'm fine. Question two is, if I was planning a cross-country road trip, would you be willing to go along? Yeah, sure. I'd rather travel on the road than fly anyway, so, because I can see more on the ground. And I have a little fear of flying anyway, so I've been on an airplane before, but that's not the question. So, I get back on the question here. If you could you handle being on the road for so long? Well, it depends on how long is so long. And how? Is it with an RV? Or is it going in and out of hotels? If it's going in and out of hotels, I may last 2-3 weeks, and that'd be it. If it's an RV, I'd be fine, because I went on a road trip that was a week and a half, and I stayed at 8 hotels, and the worst thing about it was hauling the luggage out of the car, going in the hotel, and then you get comfy, and then in the morning you realize you gotta pack it all out, and lug it all out to the car and load it in the car, and it's like, oh my god, it gets draining. And I was excited when I finally got there and didn't have to worry about the next 3 days of unpacking and packing and all that stuff. But if it was an RV, I'd be fine. Hotel would be a little different, but I like hotels. That's for another question. Would I be a fun passenger? Yeah, I can't sit really long. At least, like, if it gets 6-7 hours, I gotta get up and I have to move, because my butt starts to go dead. But as long as there are good songs on the radio and I got something good to drink, something good to eat, got some caffeine, you know, I'm fine. If the weather's cruddy, I may not be all, like, happy and cheery. But again, if there's good songs on the radio and stuff, I'm pretty good. I've been known to sing and dance in the car when I'm driving or passenger, and entertains everybody, so I'd probably be pretty entertaining. At least I think I would be. Question three is, do you get seasick? I haven't been on the ocean, so don't know if I get seasick. I've been on a boat and a river, and I didn't. I don't see myself ever on a ship in the ocean, because the idea of seeing nothing but water scares the shit out of me. And I couldn't take that. I have to see land. I cannot be in an open spot with just water. I will freak out. I've already done it on a bridge. I had to drive on a bridge, and there was water on each side. I didn't like it at all. So, I don't know. If I don't get seasick on a river, I guess I wouldn't get seasick on the ocean. Question four. Complete this sentence. People are blank. I say people are complicated. You never know what someone's going through. They can be mean at you for no reason. Yeah, I'd say they're complicated. It's really complicated. Question five. Complete this sentence. I'm blank when it rains. While just reading that, I had a song pop in my head by Garbage. You never heard it. It's called I'm Only Happy When It Rains. So, I'm only happy when it rains. There you go. Now just sing it. Question six is, could men and women have better relationships with each other if they exchange bodies for a day, month, or year? Whew. That's an interesting question. I think if men were to exchange bodies with a woman, they would understand the hell that is periods once a month. It'd be funny to see a guy having to go through childbirth and labor pains. And I guess if a woman exchanged bodies with a man, she'd probably be more understanding of why he's horny all the time. I don't know if it would be beneficial to relationships. I think that we may just understand each other more as far as like being in their shoes. But I mean, that's just your body. It's not your brain. So I mean, it may help for the better if you're like, you know, moody, or you're PMSing, or some guy's like mad because he can't get sex because he's hard or something. But I don't know. It may help with the more of an understanding, and that could be beneficial. They say they exchange bodies for a year. They're probably pleading to turn back to how they were. But I can see for like maybe a week. Might have something to do with it. I think a year or a month is way too long. So, it probably give more of an understanding. Question seven. What's your best thing in life that's free? Orgasms. Orgasms are really good. Besides that, you know, thunderstorms. Love. Being outside. Being at the ocean. The little things. Little things in life. I have a garden, and I go and pick vegetables in it, and it's rewarding to go out there and like your hard work, and you pick off a tomato and you bring it in and you make a sandwich and you clean it and cut it up and put it on the sandwich and take a bite. Like, that's priceless. Like a hug from a kid. Surprises out of nowhere. Someone buying you something just because. Of course, that's not free, but it's a gift. Yeah. Things like that. And friendship, of course. Unconditional love. Dogs. Who's sad around dogs? Dogs are awesome. Hearing a song on the radio that you haven't heard for Uku, and you're like, oh, I remember that, and then like creates a memory in your head or something. I love that. Or seeing movies that you haven't seen for years. things like that. Hot shower after a long day. Yeah. And question 8. Are dreams supposed to make sense, or are they just random? Well, you're asking the wrong person, because I have dreams that are absolutely crazy. I had one, last night, but the night before, that I was in a zoo, and I looked at a lion, and we were, like, sitting around this lion, and he died. And I was walking around the zoo topless. So, what that means, I have no clue. I have dreams that are just nuts. I had one, like, last week, I was jumping on a piece of chocolate cake, like a bouncy house. Yeah. Because I was craving chocolate cake at the time. I do have, like, it's a dreamy mood app where you can look for, like, you know, like, you look up chocolate cake and it means something, and I've done that, like, the ones that are really off to wall, and, if I read it and I think about what it says, it relates to what I'm dealing with when I'm awake, so I think there is a relation somewhat, especially if you're, like, really troubled or you're really stressed by something, like, I have a lot of dreams where there's a tornado or my teeth are falling out. Like, I'm missing teeth. And the times where I've had those, when I looked them up, it related to something I was dealing with. So I do think there is a relation between what you're dealing with when you're awake to what you're dreaming. But at the same time, you can have random dreams like I just described. So sometimes your brain just likes to be silly. Yeah, so I agree with they're both. They're random and they make sense. Question 9. Can you make any... you can make any sandwich in the world. What would you make? Oh, okay. I love a sub sandwich. And I don't mean, like, a couple things on it. I mean, like, a loaded-ass sandwich. I would have turkey, ham, have some chicken. I'd have tomatoes, I'd have cucumbers, I'd have lettuce and spinach, mayonnaise, pickles, tomatoes. Yeah, probably all that. Not describing that, just made me really hungry. Yeah, a sandwich I'd have on like a wheat bun and toasted with American cheese. Yeah, that'd be my sandwich. I love a good sub. So good. Question 10. Tea or coffee? Flavor, cream or sugar? I drink tea and coffee. I haven't drank a whole lot of caffeine recently because I've noticed, and I drink a whole lot, I'm like really, really hyper, and I don't sleep too good. But, I'll just grab both. Coffee, I love vanilla creamer. It's awesome. And I love getting the pumpkin spice and gingerbread coffee from Starbucks when it's out. I get that a couple times a year when it's there. I just love French vanilla creamer. Maybe boring. I don't care. I like it. I hate milk in it. It's disgusting. I've never put sugar in it, and I never will, because sugar and coffee just sounds gross to me. But yeah, usually I drink vanilla coffee, or it's pumpkin spice, or gingerbread. And tea. I love sweet tea. Cannot go wrong with a big cup of sweet iced tea. And I like herbal tea, green tea, chamomile tea, there's fruit tea, there's blueberry, peach, orange. I think there's raspberry. Those are really good. I always put a little bit of sugar in it because when there's no sweet in it, it's kind of bitter to me. I try peppermint tea and I don't like it. Don't like it at all, but I like peppermint mints. But yeah, I drink herbal tea and sweet tea and fruit tea too. And I just put sugar in it. no cream, because that'd be gross. Question 11 is favorite food and drink. Oh, Lordy. I eat a lot of chicken, so I had to say favorite food's chicken, even though I love mashed potatoes. Or as I call them, mashed taters. I call potatoes taters. Yeah. I'm like the typical American eater, the hot dogs and grilled chicken, and yeah, but see, I already mentioned chicken twice, so we'll go with chicken. Favorite drink. I love water, and I love tea. I like hot chocolate when it's cold. And I drink Diet Coke. I know it's bad for you, but I drink Diet Coke. I say favorite drink, sweet tea. We'll just go with that. And the last question is question 12. We're at a diner. What did you order for breakfast? Pancakes with fruit and whipped topping on it. Could be blueberry or peach, but I love blueberry pancakes. And I like chocolate pancakes, but I can't eat them first thing in the morning because it's too darn sweet. But blueberry pancakes or peach pancakes, it's awesome. It is so good. So, there is my rambling, and I have gone on for, let's see. Oh, just a little over 17 minutes. That's not too bad. So, you made it to the end of this. If you are still awake, thanks for listening. And there will be a part two of this when I get time to record it. So, good night.